Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
Well, the Powerball jackpot is up to an estimated $700 million.
Cool.
Ooh, that's a lot of loot. So nobody matched all six numbers that were drawn Wednesday night, which means the next drawing is tomorrow night.
I keep saying this and I don't do it. I'm going to buy one of those tickets.
Well, that's why nobody has won yet, is because you haven't bought your ticket.
Is that true? Are you blaming this on me?
The lump sum payout, Danny.
Yep.
$375 million.
You know, that would change my afternoon.
Oh, change my morning, afternoon, and evening.
All right.
All right, you guys want to win? You make sure you get those tickets by 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, I will do, I think.
Well, when you're trying to hide from police, sometimes you hide in unlikely places, don't you, Danny?
Yeah, I hide in my closet naked.
That didn't work out so well, though, did it?
Sure didn't.
Well, it didn't either for a guy who was now accused of going on a crime spree in Oregon. He allegedly carjacked somebody, arming himself with a meat cleaver.
Oh, man, that's a bad weapon.
He fled into a home and was found hiding inside the attic.
Oh, really? That's not as good as naked in the closet, but it will do.
No, I agree. I do believe this man was clothed, which is a disappointment.
What's gone viral? A Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show web alert.
You can check out this nightmare-inducing video at KZOK.com.
All right.
It's from a snake catcher in Australia. He gets called to a home because there was a 4-foot snake in the toilet.
That's not a snake. This is a snake.
4-foot toilet? No, 4-foot snake in your toilet.
That would freak me out, man.
Almost as much as a 4-foot wide toilet.
Yeah.
So the video that you can see shows the snake catcher removing the 4-foot tree snake from the commode. They said the good news is that these snakes are not dangerous. He says,
they're wrong. They're out of their minds. All snakes are dangerous.
He said they're very inquisitive and friendly towards people.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for that.
I think even though you tell me that, a 4-foot snake would kind of terrify me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, some people have issues with flatulence.
Yeah. Waldo.
Sorry.
According to experts, there are certain foods that can make certain parts of your body more noisy.
All right, I hear.
They came out with a list of farty foods.
Farty foods.
Are you ready for these, Danny?
I'm ready.
Because maybe you want to cut some of these out of your diet.
How do you know?
How long have we known each other, Danny? I know.
You do know.
Broccoli. Oats and whole wheat bread.
No, not a chance in the world.
Milk, cheese, yogurt.
Milk, cheese?
Milk, comma, cheese, comma, yogurt.
Don't leave out the commas. I don't even know anything.
Farty foods are also apples, bananas, peaches.
And pie?
Beans, of course.
Beans, the musical fruit.
The more you eat, the more you toot.
The more you toot, the better you feel, so let's have beans at every meal.
Or not, if you're trying to avoid farty foods.
Oh, no, I love farting, I gotta tell you. Really. I just wait, I eat some bananas and hang on, and there it comes.
Oh, geez, Louise, your poor wife.
You know what? Everybody says that, and I don't know why.
If you're looking to get rid of gassiness, they say kiwis.
I had some kiwis yesterday.
And next thing you know, you've got less gas.
You know, I don't really know.
Dr. Pepper is taking up its flavor game a notch.
You know, I went to med school with him.
Dr. Pepper has introduced strawberries and cream flavor.
You thinking it's going to be good?
I'm on the fence about this. Like, maybe it's delicious.
You know, I'll try anything. If a big company made it and I say it's going to be good, I'll try everything.
I think we need to try this.
Waldo?
I think I'll try. It's probably going to be like a cream soda.
I think he's telling you to get your butt up and go to Walmart and get us some, please.
Oh.
If I get my butt up, something bad might happen.
Kobe Bryant's Los Angeles Lakers jersey from his only MVP season is going to be auctioned off this week.
How much did they get for it?
$7 million.
What? I thought you were going to say $700,000. Still, I would say what?
$7 million. Ooh. Now, this is a legendary piece of sports memorabilia, but $7 million?
Game worn?
Game worn, yes.
Because you got to smell that guy's sweat.
Mm-mm. Ew.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
And I know what that means.
It's time for the Friday Fun Fact.
Boom-a-boom-boom-bam-bam.
Today is National Bubblegum Day.
Oh, that's cool.
They say while a type of chewing gum, bubblegum is specifically designed to be inflated out of the mouth as a bubble.
What the hell are you saying? I got you.
It was invented in 1928 when a dude named Walter Diemer accidentally made it less sticky. And he was trying to make something that could be blown into bubbles, but it was an accident. Oh, so cool. If you want to blow bubbles, you got to get bubble gum and not chewing gum.
Who's bubbles? Come on.
It's also said that bubble gum is pink because when he invented this back in 1928, it was the only dye available that day.
Oh, that's cool. Nice stuff on this.
They also say the oldest record of chewing gum is about 9,000 years ago.
What?
The Mayans ate a chewing gum-like substance called chicle, derived from the sap of the sapodilla tree.
I love this kind of news.
So if I say Red Robin, you guys say...
Yum.
But now Danny did something at a Red Robin that could possibly get him arrested.
I thought this was so funny, and it wasn't even my idea.
Well, you're going to hear the full story next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Welcome to the fascinating world.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Is that the actor? Danny Bonaducci.
He's a lucky fellow, I can tell you that.
A former Partridge Family star and current Seattle DJ had a very painful encounter with one of his biggest fans. She bit him.
Yep, that's him, Danny Bonaducci.
The woman bit his face during a meet and greet Friday night at a local casino.
Come on out, Bonaducci. We know you're in the closet.
The little Partridge boy. Doesn't he look exactly like Danny Partridge?
Classy move there.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Classy move there by Danny Bonaducci.
I believe we have an entrant for our big book of things that have never ever been said before.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
Red Robin.
Yum.
Sarah Walter, have you guys ever eaten at a Red Robin?
Of course I have. Almost like every single birthday I've ever had.
Aww.
That's adorable.
Oh, and the Red Robin goes.
My favorite one is the Royal Burger with an egg on it. Throw an egg on anything, it's just going to be delicious. So about 2 years ago, at the peak of COVID, nobody was doing anything. So Amy and I were bored as hell, and we went to the Northgate Mall, and we thought, at least she thought, you know, it'd be funny to randomly put up a picture of Danny Partridge on the wall at the Northgate Red Robin.
Yum.
Yum. It was very difficult to get it done without looking really suspicious.
How come?
Because there was a manager sitting there watching me. I don't know why, what the hell I was doing, but the guy wouldn't take his eyes off me.
Oh, my goodness. So is it still up there, Danny?
Here's the weird thing. That was 2 years ago, and we went back yesterday to eat at Red Robin. Yum. And it was still there.
Whoa, that's so cool.
That is so cool. Oh, by the way, you'll love this. I put it up on the wall with a bunch of other dead celebrities.
Red Robin. 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Download.
President is not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
We do hear a lot of people periodically say, I'm going to run for president. But you know what you need to successfully run for president, Danny?
I don't know what.
Money. Exactly. And people donate money and it helps you run for president.
Right, nice.
Well, Kanye West's 2024 campaign for president does not appear to be very popular because according to recent filings that show his campaign funds, like what money has come in.
Sure.
Guess how much money is in that account?
$87,000.
Zero.
Zero?
So I'd say you're close, but you're not.
I'm very, yeah. That poor guy, I would never not say, oh, that poor guy for a guy who's just so bad. But, you know, he's so big. And then I think he had to have gone legitimately crazy.
It certainly does seem that way. And if he's running for president, then there's a problem because he has $0 in his campaign account.
Okay.
All right, some TV news. Things getting canceled, things getting renewed. We will start with a show on HBO Max. They have canceled Pennyworth.
Oh, you know what? I never really got into the show. I heard it was great, but I didn't get into it.
I have never heard of it.
You haven't?
No.
I think it's got this weird looking English guy in it. That's my whole take.
That is correct. And it is about Batman's butler.
I'm Batman.
Batman's butler?
Yes. So Pennyworth is Batman's butler. And this is a prequel show that starred Jack Bannon, the guy you just described as being kind of weird looking.
Yeah.
He is Alfred Pennyworth. And they say they wrapped up its third and now final season.
Did you just tell me the real name of Batman's butler?
Apparently it's Alfred Pennyworth.
I did not know that. That's interesting.
I know they he calls him Alfred all the time, but I guess now we know it's Pennyworth.
I'm Batman.
And in other TV news, La Brea has been renewed, but there's kind of good news and bad news about that.
All right, give me some.
So the good news is it was renewed. The bad news is the renewal is only for 6 episodes.
I think it was stupid. I'm not sure, but I think it was stupid.
It looks pretty stupid. I know you gave it a shot, Danny.
I did. I did give it a shot.
Well, people...
And if I wasn't in rehab, I'd give it another shot right now.
People seem to kind of like it, even though it looked super cheesy, but...
My brother, John, is one of the smartest guys I know, and he loves that show.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute.
Well, you can spread the word to your brother that it has only been renewed for 6 episodes, which is weird for a show on NBC.
Yeah. I'm going to check it out.
Well, I did say this earlier, but I will say it again. It's Friday.
I know what that means.
New movies in theaters, and you know who has got the details, all the info you need to know.
I'm going to go with Waldo on this.
That is correct. We will get movie reviews with Waldo next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. What's on the big screen? Why not ask Waldo?
There are a bunch of movies opening up this weekend, so we are going to ask Waldo because I know some of these you are very interested in, Danny.
Yes, I am.
We'll start with 80 for Brady.
I don't know what that is, but it looks fun.
It looks super fun and funny, and Tom Brady's in it.
Yeah, and aren't there like 3 major celebrities, not like older ladies?
There are 4 major old ladies in here.
Right on.
Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. 80 for Brady is inspired by the true story of 4 best friends living life to the fullest when they take a wild trip to the 2017 Super Bowl to see their hero, Tom Brady.
Very cool.
Gronk is in this and Tom Brady. As Danny said, this looks really funny, but Waldo's the man with his finger on the pulse of Rotten Tomatoes. 80
is
for
that where your finger is?
80 for Brady. What are they saying, Waldo?
7 Super Bowl wins, the second most receiving yards after turning the age of 40, and he has never taken a snap when his team was mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
Wow. Is that true?
Yes.
That's
what
amazing.
A baller.
Which reminds me.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a movie that mathematically sucked, so I'll be seeing this movie, 63% fresh.
Oh, pretty cool. And I root for all those ladies.
Also opening up is The Amazing Maurice, PG animated movie. Maurice is a streetwise ginger cat who comes up with a money-making scam by befriending a group of talking rats.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
The Amazing Maurice, and the reviewers are saying what, Waldo?
Some people call me the space cowboy. Some people call me the gangster love. Some people call me Maurice. I actually wouldn't mind being called Maurice after seeing this movie because it's pretty good.
Oh, all right.
76% fresh.
Oh,
very nice.
Not too bad. Well, Danny, as you call him, M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong is
back.
Yes,
I do.
Knock at the Cabin is the name of his new movie. While vacationing at a remote cabin, a young girl and her parents are taken hostage by 4 armed strangers who demand they make an unthinkable choice to avert the apocalypse.
Wow.
This stars former wrestler Dave Bautista.
Cool.
The dude from Hamilton, Jonathan Groff, and a cute kid.
You know, that's how they used to bill me.
Aw.
And Danny Bonaducci is the adorable redheaded kid.
Knock at the Cabin is the name of this movie. Looks pretty great. Don't answer
Did
that door.
Did you hear
door.
My knock at the cannon?
Don't answer that door. Waldo, what are the reviewers saying about this movie?
Usually when a movie's Rotten Tomato score is the same as the number of syllables in the director's name, it means the score is very low, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, lucky for this movie, it's directed by M. Night Shyamalanga Ding Dong.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's a very high score, 72% fresh.
Okay.
Very cool. Thank you for that, Waldo.
Want to remind you guys that Make Danny Laugh is coming up in just a little bit. So start thinking now about your best short clean joke. But coming up just minutes from now, you are going to hear Danny's opinion about the best pop song of all time. Danny Bonaducci's take is next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Sure, I saw some red flags.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
He's weird. He's a nerd.
Here's Danny Bonaducci's take.
He's perfect for you.
Here's my take on why Oom Bop is the very best pop tune ever, ever, ever. It's hard to be in a bad mood when you're listening to that song. I can give you some of those lyrics. Oom Bop, boppity, boo, boo, boo. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Sarah, as you probably know, they have their own beer called Oom Hop.
That's so cool.
And between the three of them, I think they have 47,000 children. I have met all of Hanson, and I can tell you firsthand that Isaac, Taylor, Zach are just as nice as they are cracked up to be. The first time I met them, I said to the youngest one, who was just adorable, I said, hey, buddy, I'll save you a chair in rehab. And they did not think that was that funny. And that's my take on why I love Oom Bop.
Now, Sarah with sports.
Well, let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OA.
1-800-DUI-OA.
Well, it's a tough weekend in the world of sports because we don't have any real football. We don't have any real hockey. We do have the NHL All-Star event. So we've got the skills event happening today. The All-Star game is tomorrow. We've got the Pro Bowl happening on Sunday, but because of this time of year, the NHL All-Star break means the Kraken are getting a break. They return on Tuesday with a visit to the Islanders. And remember, the Kraken are indeed in first place in the Pacific Division. Woo!
Woo!
For my beer blog this week, you can check out at KZOK.com or follow me on social media. I'm at Sarah KZOK, but I had gone to one of these past Kraken games with one of our favorite sponsors, Rick Jones.
Rick Jones.
We went to Buckley's. I had a Freem IPA. Then we went to the Kraken game. Good night out. Make sure to check out my beer blog now. Well, we do have some interesting soccer action this weekend. The Sounders. They're playing that team from Egypt, 9 a.m. on Fox. And the winner moves on to play Real Madrid. It sounds like I'm mishmashing stories. But no, it's true. The Sounders could indeed be playing Real Madrid, making history in doing so. Go Sounders.
Go Sounders.
Sounders. Well, when the Super Bowl does happen, we are going to be seeing a lot of movie trailers. Now, we know record numbers of people tune in to watch the Super Bowl. Last year, they said it was 112 million viewers. So they're saying this is a great time to spread the word about the new movies coming out. So you can expect to see trailers for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, DC's The Flash, controversial movie but said to be pretty amazing, Fast X, Cocaine Bear, Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny, and The Little Mermaid. Yeah, Cocaine Bear, and it's based on a true story.
Yeah, well, that Fast X, they're on 10 of those. The Fast and Furious movies?
How is that even possible? And they're all blockbusters. Well, this was a bit of surprising news to some. Team owner Robert Kraft said the New England Patriots would like to sign Tom Brady. Now, this isn't about bringing Tom Brady out of retirement. This is so he can retire as a member of the Patriots.
Do it.
I think he should as well. I really hope he does. We have not seen comment yet from Tom Brady. But they're saying we will sign him to a one-year deal so he can retire. Or sorry, one-day deal.
1 year. One more year. One more year.
We'll see what Tom Brady says. I know, I mean, when you spend almost your entire career with one team, it does make sense. Let's see what he does. We'll keep you posted. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Up next, our favorite thing about Fridays, isn't it? It's time for Make Danny Laugh.
All you got to do is you got to give us a short, clean, radio-friendly joke and call right now, 1-800-252-1025.
That's right. Call now because Make Danny Laugh is next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Now, the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show present Make Danny Laugh.
Jeez Louise.
It's our favorite part about Fridays, isn't it, Danny?
Booze?
Make Danny laugh.
Oh, that's totally different.
So if you guys have a good, short, clean joke, Danny is ready to hear them. Call right now, 800-252-1025. What's the criteria, Danny?
They've got to be short jokes, family friendly.
Yeah, family friendly. All right.
So that's the one.
If you guys have a good, short, clean joke, call right now, 800-252-1025. Danny, are you ready? Because I got Sharon live on the phone ready to tell you a joke.
Right on, Sharon. What do you got?
Hey, what's going on, Danny and Sarah?
What's going on with you?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Freeze.
What?
Like freeze.
Freeze.
Like freeze. Like you freeze. Yeah, freeze.
Beautiful. I got it. I got
it. Really, I haven't. But I got one more joke for you.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. What do you get if you scare a tree?
What do you get if you scare a tree?
Petrified wood.
Now, that's a nice one. Petrified wood was the answer.
That's right, pretty cute, don't you
think?
That's
very cute. Yes, I do very much. You're our first caller, right?
Yeah, so here's Mike and Shelton. Mike, you are live on the radio with a chance to make Danny laugh.
Hey, what do you call a bedpan in Russia?
Ew. What do you call a bedpan in Russia?
A poo tin.
Took me a minute.
I hate to admit that when it's the case, Danny, but yeah, it took me a minute too. And Sharon in Seattle, can you make Danny laugh? Did we just have Sharon? I think we just had Sharon. I meant to say Joan in Issaquah. Here we go. Joan in Issaquah.
Let's go. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how does the moon cut his hair?
I don't know. How does the moon cut its hair?
Eclipse it.
Oh, I get it. Eclipse it. Very nice. Very nice.
Again, some good ones this morning, and not too many that take us 10 minutes to figure out. Pam.
Hey, but it's short. The skeleton wanted to go to the school dance, but he had nobody to go with.
Very good. I got nobody.
That's a cute one. And let's talk to Crazy Chris in Bothell. It's your
Crazy
turn to make,
Chris.
Your
What's
turn
up,
to
buddy?
Make Danny laugh.
So why is the best music on records?
I don't know. I agree, though. Why is the best music on records?
Because they're groovy.
Very good. They're groovy.
This has been Make Danny Laugh on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. We'll see you next week. 102.5 KZOK.
Man, I love playing Make Danny Laugh. Allie takes over next. You got your workday started with another chance to rock the bank and win a grand right around 10:20. See you back here Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.